Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I was lost, but you came and found me. You left your throne, thinking about me. Bled and died to show me mercy. You gave your all because you saw my need. I was empty, but you came and filled me. I was blinded, but you helped me to see. I was broken, but you made me whole again. Felt like nothing, but you gave me confidence. And I'm filled with so much gratitude, cause words are not enough to explain the magnitude, the passion of my love. Oh, you took everything I want, made me what I
Lord, praise the Lord. He took everything I was and made me who I am. And with everything that is in me, I worship him. Amen. God is good and worthy to be praised. Welcome to Woman to Woman. This is Pastor Rebecca coming to you, and I'm just so glad to be back here on Blog Talk Radio. I took a hiatus. I had to make some transitions in my life. I've been through some stuff, some ups and some downs, but through it all, the Lord was with me, and he carried me through each and every storm. When the enemy came in like a flood, the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, raised up a spirit against them. And I just want to encourage you on today that no matter what you're going through, God has you. He has you, and he has your back. He is always with you. He says, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. But lo, I am always with you. Amen. So you have to know, if God be for you, if God be for you, who can be against you? My God. So I want you to do me a favor. Go and tell your girlfriends to come in and listen to Woman to Woman. This is a radio show that is changing the lives of women everywhere. And I humbly submit that, knowing that it is not I, but the Lord who works through me, because God has a plan for our lives, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us a hope and a future. His thoughts are for good and never for evil. And he does have thoughts to bring us to an expected end. So I don't know about you, but I'm walking into everything. I said everything that the Lord has for me, and I'm not going to let the enemy stop me from doing what God has called me to do. And that includes the enemy that wants to work through my sisters. Amen. So we're back. We're back. Tell your girlfriends to come in and tune in to blogtalkradio.com/power. We are back, and we are talking about solutions. Today we will be offering solutions. I have seven. Some of my callers may add to what I have to say, but I have seven solutions for getting along with other women who have hurt you. And I'm going to cover those in the first half an hour of the broadcast for 20 minutes. And then I'm going to open up the phone lines to hear from you. So I want you to get ready to call in. The call-in number is 646-652-4832. I want you to get ready to call in. Get your notepad. Take some notes so that we can dialogue about what God is saying in this hour. I believe that God is saying in this hour that it's time for us to put the pettiness aside. I believe that God is saying it's time for us to stop being distracted. It's time for us to get on track. It's time for us to walk in the Spirit. And it's time for us to allow Him to have His way in our lives, because there's a divine purpose that He has for our lives. And God wants us to be on purpose. Amen. So that's the word from the Lord on today. I believe that the Lord is speaking, and He's speaking very clearly about what He wants to do during this hour. Enough with us fighting and bickering amongst ourselves. But it's time for us to try to get along with each other, not to try, but because we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. It's time for us to dwell together in unity. Amen. Amen. And praise God. Because it is a sensitive subject, I'm going to go ahead and open in prayer. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name. We thank you for who you are. We thank you because you allow us to worship you. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross. And we thank you, Lord, that we were even able to celebrate the birth of Christ on yesterday, God. So, Lord, touch every woman, touch every listener, to every man, Father God, touch every person, Father God, who comes into this broadcast to listen to this show. Save souls, change lives, and set the captives free. Open the eyes of the blind, heal the sick, Father God, and let those who don't have ears to hear begin to hear what thus says the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray this prayer, and those who are assembled, say amen and praise God. Amen. So, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. I pray that your day yesterday was blessed. I had a blessed day. I had a little bit of extra money to spend, and I was able to buy gifts for my children, my nephews, my nieces, my mom, and my sisters. And it was just a blessing to be able to give. You know, Christmas is not about giving presents. It's not about giving and getting gifts. It's about the birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And we have to remember that when we're in Christmas, that we have to keep Christ in Christmas and keep Jesus first. Amen. But I believe that one way that we keep Jesus first is by spreading love, by spreading joy, by spreading peace amongst all mankind. Amen. So I'm blessed to be a blessing. Are you blessed to be a blessing? Do you know that you go to work not just to pay the bills, but that's one avenue that God uses you to be a blessing in the workplace, that God allows you to go to church to be a blessing? I had a brother tell me that going to church isn't the only way to be saved, to get to heaven. But I told him that we need to go to church because the Bible says to forsake not the assembling together of ourselves. That we go to church to be encouraged and to encourage each other, because you cannot make it out there by yourself. So I do believe in the church. Amen. Amen. And praise God. But I believe the church needs work. As Miss Quiet Storm pointed out on last week, the church does need work. And that's why we're here talking about women who tear each other down and what are some of the solutions for women to get along with each other. Amen. So here's the first. I'm going to go through my seven, and then I'm going to open up the phone line so that you guys can, you ladies can, excuse me, I didn't mean to call you guys, so that you ladies can talk to me. And one thing you'll know about me is that I'm real. I'm not, I can't pretend. I can't put on a preacher's voice unless the anointing comes over me and I start to get real deep. The anointing has to come in a powerful way. I don't want to pretend. I don't want to stand before you and be somebody that I'm not. I don't want to act like I have it all together, because I don't. One of the reasons that I'm doing this topic is because I have been hurt by women, and I want to figure out how we can stop this, because I was saying on last week that I'm strong. I consider myself to be spiritually mature and spiritually strong. But I can imagine how our less spiritual sisters feel when someone in the church or someone comes against them that they consider to be a friend. Amen. It's hard. I'm telling you, it is not easy when people come against you and you haven't done anything to deserve them coming against you like that. I know what I'm talking about because I have experienced that kind of pain when you consider that person to be a friend and they put a dagger in your chest, not in your back. They don't stab you in the back anymore, but they stab you right in the chest. That is a painful feeling. But can you imagine what Jesus felt like when he was being persecuted, when he was being nailed to the cross, when he was being spit on and talked about, when he was being laughed at, when he was being whipped? My God, when they left him on the cross to die, and he said, "I'm thirsty," and they gave him vinegar to drink. My God, when you're going through the next time, think about Jesus and think about what he had to suffer through. Amen. Just so that you and I can have the victory. We have the victory. My sister, you have the victory. You already have the victory in Jesus. I want to say hello to Amira Hall, and I want to say hello to my two callers, area code 786 and 519. God bless you. I'm looking forward to talking to you and chatting with you as we go forward in the program. So let's get into it. 7 solutions for getting along with a woman or women, with women who have hurt you, other women who have hurt you. The first one is pray. Pray. Pray for her. Pray for that woman. Pray and bind up Satan off of her life. Pray and bind up Satan off of her life. Ephesians 6, starting with verse 10, tells us we fight not against flesh and blood. We don't war against flesh and blood, but against principalities and spirits. Wickedness in high places, the Bible says. So you have some evil, wicked spirits that are using your sister to come against you. This woman she doesn't even know why she's coming against you. She's possessed. She is influenced. She's influenced by an evil, demonic spirit that wants to tear you down, that wants to destroy you, that wants to come against the anointing on your life. So you have to pray for your sister. You have to pray for this woman that Satan, you have to bind up Satan off of her life. The Bible says, how can anyone come in and take anything from anybody unless they bind up the strong man? You have to bind up Satan. Satan has a stronghold over her life, and Satan needs to be bound up. Amen. Ephesians 6 also tells us to put on the full armor of God while you're praying. Part of the armor is prayer. It says put on the helmet of salvation, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness. It says have your feet shod with the readiness to spread the gospel of peace. Pick up the shield of faith, the ward off the fiery darts of the evil one. Pick up your sword, which is the word of God, and pray in the spirit always. Continually praying in the spirit, amen. Pray and bind up Satan off of the life of your sister. See, Jesus told the disciples, I have given you the power to tread on scorpions and serpents. And it says, nothing shall by any means hurt you. You have the power to bind up Satan so that Satan cannot use your sister to torment you. Because how many of you will admit that when your sister is coming against you, when another woman is coming against you for no good reason, or because she's insecure, because she has low self-esteem, because she's jealous that Satan is using her, how many of you would agree that it hurts, that it occupies time and space in your mind, that sometimes you find yourself thinking about this sister and what she's done to you. You find yourself talking about this sister and what she's done to you. You're giving Satan room in your life. Give Satan no room in your life. Don't even talk about it. Don't rehearse it. Don't nurse it. Just pray and bind up Satan off of her life. Roll up your sleeves and get busy with the devil in your life. You're not fighting that sister. You're fighting Satan. Bind him up. Amen. So that's the first thing. Pray and bind up Satan off of the life of your sister. And the next thing that you want to do, the first thing is pray. The second thing is nurture yourself spiritually. That's your sword. Pick up that word. Pick up the sword. See, See, when people are coming against you, you can just put the word on it. If God be for me, who can be against me? No weapon formed against me can prosper. I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. I am the top and not the bottom, the head and not the tail, the vent and not the barrel. Nothing shall by any means hurt me. Nothing shall by any means hurt me. And you nurture yourself spiritually in that word. David said, your word have I hidden in my heart so that I might not sin against you. You get that word stored up in your heart. Your word is, the word of God is a weapon. Just like prayer is a weapon. And you use your weapons of warfare, not your weapons of carnal warfare, because we don't war as the world. We don't fight as the world does. The Bible says that our weapons are not carnal, but they're mighty for the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. So we have some mighty weapons of power that we can use. And we're not using our weapons against our sister, but we're using our weapons against the demonic influence that is trying to use our sister, that is using our sister to try to destroy us. See, the devil wants to destroy you. Satan does not want you to have what God has said you shall have. God said that you shall be prosperous. You shall prosper and be in good health in all that you do. You shall prosper and be in good health even as your soul prosperous. It says that you delight yourself in him and meditate on his law day and night. You shall be like a tree planted by waters, and everything that you do shall prosper. Listen, you can't lose with the stuff that you use, amen, because you're a powerful vessel of the Lord. You're an earthen vessel with a treasure. We have these treasures. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. You are carriers of the glory of God. My sister, you are a carrier of the Holy Ghost, of the glory of God. God's glory rests within you. And because of that, Satan wants to destroy you. But guess what? No weapon formed against you can prosper. Nurture yourself spiritually. The word is your spiritual food. Ezekiel said, I ate the word. I ate the word. We have to eat God's word. Eat that word day and night. Eat the word, because that word is going to build up your spirit, man, that's on the inside of you, so that when the stuff comes against the natural, it can't hurt you because you're so strong spiritually. But every weapon is defeated. Every weapon is already cast down. Amen. And then you take every thought captive. When you build yourself up in the word, you're taking every thought captive and making it obedient to Christ. Amen. So, look, this is some powerful, I asked the Lord, I need help. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of letting women hurt me. And God says, well, how is it that they're hurting you? And it's because I need to put this stuff into effect in my own life. As I minister to you, my sister, I minister to myself. I have, like Paul, I have not yet obtained it, but I'm pressing. Are you pressing with me today? I'm pressing, because I guarantee you we're going to have success. So nurture yourself spiritually in the word and by praying in the spirit. If you have the gift of tongues, use the gift of tongues in your prayer closet. When you're praying to God, pray in the known language and pray in the unknown language. Pray in tongues. See, tongues edifies. A prophecy, the Bible says, edifies other people. Tongues will edify you. Amen. Tongues edifies yourself. So when you're praying in tongues, that's another way that you're strengthening the spiritual man. Amen. And it's your heavenly language that Satan does not know your heavenly language. That's between you and God. Amen. And some people don't have the gift of tongues. Some people don't believe in tongues. I believe in tongues, in decency, and in order. Amen. And I believe that as we pray in the spirit and as we pray to God continually, even in our earthly language, that we are edifying ourselves and nurturing ourselves spiritually. Amen. So one is pray. Two is nurture yourself spiritually. Now, are you ready for three? Three is a good one. See, this one we don't like. We don't like three. Three is check yourself. Check yourself. Take a look in the mirror. Michael Jackson says, I'm starting with the man in the mirror. Oh, yeah. And you know, Michael Jackson is no longer with us, But those words will stay with us. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. And Jesus said, how can you take a speck of dust out of your brother's eye when you have a big old 2x4? And I'm paraphrasing. Jesus didn't say 2x4, so don't say blasphemy. When you have this big old boulder sticking out of your own eye, check yourself. Am I on target? Is my life pleasing to God? Am I doing something to antagonize my sister? Am I walking with a spirit of offense? Am I trying to get some payback because I've been hurt and now I'm holding a grudge and I want to get back at her? Check yourself. Am I walking in spirit? What is it about me that she finds so offensive? Why is it that women have such a hard time getting along with you, with me? And I had to ask myself this question because before I was saved and after I got saved, women had a problem with me. And I had to ask myself, what is the problem? Well, before I was saved, I was the problem because I was a seductress. I was a seductress. I was a big flirt. I wanted attention. I wanted attention from every man that I could make pay attention to me. I wore the clothes. I wore the makeup. I knew how to walk. I knew how to talk to get the attention that I wanted. In the world, I probably deserved some of the hate. Women hated me, and they probably had a good reason to hate me. But now that I'm in the church, and I find that church women sometimes have a problem with me, I ask myself, what is the problem? I've been told I'm abrasive. And I have to check myself. Am I abrasive? Am I too hard on my sisters? Do I preach? Is my message too hard? I had to ask myself, but God helped me because he said, are you preaching my word? Are you teaching my word? Are you doing it in love? And all of those answers were yes. I do this because I love my sisters. I love my sisters, and I have been through too much to let all of this wisdom go to waste. I've walked this thing, and I want to share as much as I can with my sisters. So, no, I'm not doing this with a vindictive heart. I'm not doing this to pass judgment. I'm not doing this to say I have it all together. Amen? I'm just doing this because God has called me to do it and because I've been through it and because I have a love for my sister. So check yourself. God bless you, Lisa. Good to see you. Lisa's saying hello to me in the chat room. Amen. God bless you. And thanks for listening. And God bless you to your husband as well. And then the fourth one is walk in love. And I was just talking about that. Walk in love. Vengeance belongs to God. God says in the book of Deuteronomy that vengeance is mine. Listen. God will deal with those who deal treacherously with you. That's another reason we need to pray for our enemies, because when people rise up against you and you're a child of God and you're walking in the way that's pleasing to God and you're serving God, God will rise up against them and deal with them. Don't let the devil use you to come against another sister, because God's going to deal with you. And in the same token, by the same token, don't fret because of evildoers. Psalm 37 says, fret not because of evildoers who seem to prosper in their way. So what? They made you cry. So what? They hurt your feelings. And I know that's not a little thing, but it's a light affliction compared to the glory that God's going to reveal in your life. Amen. As a result of what is happening. But I would pray for anybody that's coming against you. The Bible says, touch not my prophets. Touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. I pray for anybody that comes against me because I love Jesus. I'm not perfect, but I live my life to serve God. And I really feel for anybody that will come against me, because I know it's not going to be pretty when God deals with them. But by the same token, I can't rejoice at what happens to them because the Bible tells me not to rejoice. I can't take delight in their punishment. That's something. You know, when people come against you, you want God to get them. You're like, get them, God, get them. They're messing with me, get them. But isn't that like God? What a loving God we serve, that he will bring judgment upon your enemies, but he won't let you take delight in that judgment. Because he said in the Bible that he'll turn that same judgment back on you. Now, that's something, because God wants us to keep a pure heart. Amen. It's not his desire that anyone should perish. He doesn't delight in bringing judgment, but he will bring judgment on your behalf. That should be some consolation that God will deal with your enemies. Amen. Walk in love. Practice your love walk. Be kind. Heap coals of kindness. Heap coals of kindness on the head of those who are coming against you. Go out of your way. Go out of your way to be nice to people that treat you badly. Go out of your way to be nice. Be nice. Can I bring you some coffee? If it's a boss, can I bring you some coffee? I'm going out to lunch. Can I bring you anything back? I finished all of my work. Do you have anything else for me to do? How can I make your job easier? You know, all of this put together, you will realize that things will turn around. God's turning some things around. God's showing me that he's turning some things around. There's some situations in your life that God is turning around. There has to be a turnaround because God says you've been in this place long enough. You've been in the wilderness long enough, but now I'm turning it around. Amen. Receive it. That's a word for somebody. God's turning that thing around. Amen. So walk in love. Walk in love. The Bible says to love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who speak to you badly. Pray for your enemies. Love your enemies. It's easy to love somebody who's being nice to you, but it's very tough to love somebody who's not loving on you. And let me tell you something else. You have to love because if you don't love, you're going to walk around with a spirit of offense, and that's going to block your anointing. See, the anointing on your life is too important for you to allow Satan to block it by using a sister who's hurt you. Amen. So walk in love with that sister. Amen. Number five, I'm going to go. One was pray for the sister. Two, nurture yourself spiritually in the word and by praying in the spirit. Three, check yourself. Check out your own spiritual walk. Four, walk in love. Five, this is another hard one, forgive. Forgive her. Forgive her. Peter said, how many times, Jesus, how many times do I have to forgive? Seven times seven? Jesus said over and over and over and over again, seven times 70. Keep forgiving. As long as there's offense, as long as people are coming against you, you have an obligation to forgive. I know forgiveness is not easy. I know they don't deserve to be forgiven. I know that what they did to you was horrible, but forgive. Not for them, but for you. For you. Because if you do not forgive, it hinders your prayers and it hinders your anointing. Again, why? Because you're walking in disobedience. Because God has commanded you to forgive. So you must forgive. And three, because unforgiveness only hurts you. You're not, and four, because vengeance belongs to the Lord. You're not getting back at them by holding a grudge against them. You're not making them pay by refusing to forgive, by walking with a spirit of offense. You have to forgive. You have to let it go. That sister is going to get what's coming to her. If she continues in the way that she's going, believe me, God's going to deal with her. You forgive so that it does not hinder your walk, so it does not hinder your blessing, so it does not hinder your joy, so it does not keep you from having peace, so that you don't find yourself laying awake at night going over and over and over in your mind what she did. I can't believe she did that. I can't believe she said that. And stay off the phone. Stop calling people up, telling people what she did to you. Forget about it. Let it go. Forgive it. Let it go. God will deal with her. Amen. Forgive. Amen. So you have to forgive. Unforgiveness will make you sick. Unforgiveness will make you sick. It will make you sick in your body. You'll be like, man, I don't feel good. You'll have aches and pains and cancer. All kinds of stuff will come in because unforgiveness is a poison. Amen. I want to welcome everybody to the chat room, 313 at 322, guest 567, Real Talk, Real Woman. God bless you. It's good to see you. Out there, I'm going to take calls as soon as I go through these last two. Exercise godly wisdom. Number six, exercise godly wisdom. And 313 at 322 says, it's hard to forgive. It is hard to forgive. Believe me, I was molested as a child, abandoned by my father, you know, grew up with all kinds of hardness in my heart. I didn't think that I could ever forgive the people that had hurt me and let me down in the past. My first boyfriend, the one that allowed to take my virginity, got some of his friends together, and they decided that they were going to do a gang rape. Thank God that none of them touched me, but it hurt me. You know, I was pregnant at 15, a mother at 16. My first husband had some skeletons in the closet. I found out some things about him that really broke my heart. You know, so I really walked through a lot. My cousin came up from Florida and slept with my boyfriend and rubbed it in my face. You know, I walked through a lot of stuff, you know, in the past that really, really hurt me. But God said in the book of Ezekiel, he says that he'll give us a heart of flesh to replace the heart of stone. The only way that we'll ever be able to forgive is by letting God help us to forgive and asking God to take away the hurt, to take away the pain, to take away the hard heart, and to let us walk in forgiveness. So it's definitely something that we need God's help with. You can't forgive just by saying, I'm going to forgive. God is the only way that we're going to be able to walk in total forgiveness is to ask God to help us and then to trust that he's allowing us to forgive. I remember recently having so much anger in my heart against one sister, and I was just all messed up. I mean, just messed up in my spirit. And I walked into my kitchen. I said, God, I don't want a heart of bitterness. Please take this away from me. Please take it away. And instantaneously, I tell you no lie, the Spirit of the Lord came upon me, and all I felt was peace and joy. God took away the unforgiveness. Amen. So, yeah, it's hard to forgive, but all things are possible with God. Amen. And I'm going to give you 6 and 7 because I want to get to the phone lines. And you could call in and talk to me. Exercise godly wisdom. The Bible tells us that if we have a sister creates an offense against us, go to her and tell her that she has offended us. Kindly, nicely tell her. Don't wait until you're boiling over and you're about to cuss somebody out. Tell her nicely, you have hurt me, and tell her what the offense was. And it says, if she doesn't repent, take her to the church. And then if she still doesn't repent, then you have to, you can disassociate yourself from her. So that's godly wisdom. Don't keep forgiving and keep going back into a toxic relationship. Don't keep forgiving over and over and over again, and then letting that person in to hurt you over and over again. I mean, my God, forgiving does not mean that I'm going to stay in relationship with you. If you're toxic, baby, then, you know, I have to love you from a distance because you're hurting me, and I can't let you keep yoking me up with this because you have issues, amen. So often we counsel people to forgive, but we forget to tell people that there's godly wisdom that God has for us in the Bible. And I don't have a scripture in front of me, but I'll give it to you if you email me. God outlines how to deal with a sister or brother who comes against us and hurts us. Go to them, tell them they hurt you. If they don't repent, if they repent, forgive them. If they don't repent, go and take them to the elders of the church. If they still won't listen, then you can disassociate yourself from that person. But you still love them from a distance. Don't keep giving people opportunity to hurt you over and over and over again. Amen? Toxic people. Amen. God bless you. Power of forgiveness. God bless you. And that's number 6, exercise godly wisdom. And then number 7 is keep praising God. Keep praising God. Jesus told the disciples, the people that they are blessed. I believe it was the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5. I walked into my studio and didn't bring my Bible with me. But Matthew 5, I believe it is somewhere around verse 11. He says, you're blessed when people treat you badly, when they persecute you, when they lie about you and say all kinds of evil against you, you're blessed. So you must be doing something right if people continually come against you. One thing that we covered on last week, Pastor Variance and quiet storm on last week is that people will come against you because they're jealous. And let me tell you something. Sometimes people will see the anointing on you and come against you because they're jealous of your anointing. Everybody can't handle your anointing. Amen. And I'm going to open up the phone lines now. But those are the seven things. And I have a question in the chat room that I'm going to answer, Power of Forgiveness. I'll get to your question in 1 second. Seven solutions for getting up on the women who have hurt you. One, pray for her and bind up Satan off of her life. Two, nurture yourself spiritually in the word and by praying in the spirit. Three, check yourself and make sure that your spiritual walk is intact. Four, walk in love. Vengeance belongs to God. Don't try to get the big payback. James Brown talked about the big payback, but we're not going to get the big payback. God will deal with those who deal with you poorly. Amen. Five, forgive. Six, exercise godly wisdom by doing the due process that Jesus gave us in the Bible. And seven, keep praising God. Praise him. Yet will I praise him. Yet will I magnify his name. Yet will I give him the glory, the honor, and the praise, because he's worthy to be praised. People are coming against me, talking about me like a dog, but I'm going to praise God anyhow. Amen. Because God, I'm blessed. I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. And what God has said shall be in my life shall be. He is not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he will repent and change his mind about what he has said about you. God's word will not come back to him void, but it will accomplish that to which and it will prosper that to which he has sent it. And God has sent his word to bless you. Amen. So know that you're blessed and highly favored. Amen. Amen. I'm getting excited. Power of forgiveness. Ask the question, what's the difference between godly women and non-godly women? What's the difference between godly women and non-godly women when it comes to men? Oh, Lord, that's a whole nother show. Amen. Godly women and non-godly women, if it's in line with the topic, non-godly women will flirt with your husband, flirt with your man, and stab you in the back and smile in your face while they're doing it. Non-godly women will do that. Godly women will keep the proper boundaries in place, and they won't get too close. They'll greet you before they greet your husband or your loved one, and they will treat you with the utmost respect. Non-godly women will sleep with men. They will fornicate. Godly women will keep themselves until marriage, knowing that any man that's worth being with her will make the commitment to be her husband. And we'll deal with that topic next week. Amen. I want to take some calls. I have area code 519. You're on the air. Welcome to Women to Women.
Hi, I'm Sherry. And
oh, God bless you, Sherry.
This is the first time I've been on, but I do connect with you on the Rise Network once in a while.
Amen. God bless you. Are you part of Christian Women of Power?
Yes, I am.
Amen. God bless you and welcome to the broadcast. Do you have any comments or questions?
I've been attacked. I'm in a position of leadership. I run a group called Women of Today, and I also have a group that's a hobby of mine called Christian Women of Today. And I find that I do get attacked a lot with a lot of jealousy, talking behind my back, not saying things to my face but to other people, so gossiping. Unbelievable what happens. Especially when you have a passion like me to help people succeed, and you're doing your best you can to do that, and then you get constantly kind of, I guess, knocked aside. You know, it's happened to me many, many times, and it's difficult. Very difficult.
Yes. So what are you doing, Sherry, to deal with this?
Well, I am a very forgiving person, and I did pick up some great new I guess tips on how to deal with it today. That was a wonderful talk.
Amen.
The prayer, I try to pray for them. It's hard to pray for people who have done that to you, but I do try and include them in my prayers. I'm forgiving, so I do forgive them, but not, I guess, to myself. I forgive them.
Yes.
I don't go to them and forgive them. So right. That's maybe something that, you know, I should look at.
No, you don't have to do that.
No?
You just have to forgive them and release
them. Forgive them. Okay, so
right.
I do
and,
that.
Yes, and make sure that you're not walking with a spirit of offense.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure that you're not walking around, you know, with your back stiff and your head in the air, you know,
yes.
and acting like you have something over them because they have done something to hurt you and walk and acted in an ungodly fashion.
Right.
Sometimes we can hold the fact that people have hurt us over their heads.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as long as we're not walking, forgiveness means I release you from all debts. You owe me nothing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And, but I'm going to love you. I'm going to love you. I owe you. We owe them. We owe them love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we owe, the Bible says, owe no man anything but to love them. So we are obligated to love.
Yes.
So
we have a difficult job, don't we?
Yeah. That is the truth. That is the God's honest truth. We do have a difficult job because everybody's not that lovable. And if we want to tell the truth about it, sometimes we're not that lovable.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I added number three, which is check us. We have to check ourselves and make sure that we are, that it's not being said about us.
Yes.
You know, don't let it be said about me that I have offended somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Lord knows I try not to, but I'm sure that people will say that I have offended them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and but we want to make sure that we're not intentionally being the offender.
Yes.
And that when we are offended, that we are exercising this God's wisdom and we're not letting that contaminate. Don't let, see Sherry, you have a pure spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And just make sure that when you're being attacked that you're not allowing this spiritual warfare, because that's what it is.
Right.
It's coming against your spirit. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure that you're not allowing this to contaminate your spirit.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I have about four other callers,
okay.
And I'm going to put them on the air. You can continue to listen, and God bless you, and I'm so glad you're part of Christian Women of Power.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Area code 786, you're on the air. Welcome to Women to Women.
God bless you. Can you hear me?
Yes, God bless you.
Amen. This is Pastor Varians, and I'm just happy to be a part of this broadcast today, and I'm happy that we're talking about these things and we're getting them out in the open, because that's what the enemy wants us to do. He wants us to harbor all these things, and so
yeah.
We will be stiff-necked, and so we will be hard-hearted because we're holding on to it. And
yeah.
Many women don't understand. It's not the fact that we need to broadcast it all over the world and go, well, you know, Sister So-and-so who will go to XYZ church and she sit in the XYZ row, that's the woman that's always bothering me. No, that's not it. But what you do need to do is you do need to confess your faults. And, you know, I think when they even put the word faults in there, they didn't put it in the right context so people could really understand what that word fault means. The word fault wasn't meaning confess your error. It was meaning confess your burden. Confess what is heavy on your heart. Confess it. You have to confess it. You have to let it go. We weren't designed to harbor burdens. We weren't designed to hold on to that. That's why Christ Jesus is our Lord and Savior. He was designed to harbor our burdens. It's
That's
our
good.
Job to release it to him so that he can go to work. But if we won't release it, he won't go to work in making it right.
Yes.
And the devil tells us, no, hold on to it. Don't tell nobody. Don't talk to nobody. Don't, you know, get this off your chest. If you keep holding those things, it will do nothing but destroy you and kill you, and you'll feel powerless. You'll feel like this person, you know, has power over you, or they have control when you don't even understand they don't have any power. They don't have any control. You're giving it to them.
Yes.
You're
Amen.
Feeding them.
And Amen.
That's how they get power. That's how they get control. They don't get it because they have it. They don't get it because they already obtain it. They already hold it. No, you give it up. I had to realize that in my own life. I'm giving you this. That's the reason why you're so happy, because I'm allowing you to be happy in the things that I have not released, because I didn't understand that I wasn't forgiving for them, that I was forgiving for myself.
That's
it
good.
Wasn't for them. It was for me so that I could let it go. It didn't matter if they let it go. Furthermore, if you really want to talk about the truth of the matter, they already let it go. They're not thinking about it.
That's good. And that's good. In some cases, they're not. But, Pastor Barry, there are some people who, I mean, I remember having a boss who couldn't wait for me to come to work because he wanted to try to come against me. So some people just live to make other people miserable. But that's, you know, you make an excellent point when you said release it and give it to God. And that goes right into the forgiveness piece. Somebody asked, said that forgiveness isn't easy. Then you added tremendously to the topic. You said release it to God. Jesus said, come to me, all who are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I mean, all who are weary, all who are weary and heavy laden, weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. And we have to give, by coming to him, that means release our burdens. He said, give your burdens to me. My burden is light and my yoke is easy. It's not too much for God to carry. It's too much for us to carry. But it's not too much for God to carry. My sister, thank you so much for adding that piece. It's always a blessing to have you. Okay,
you
stay with me. Go ahead.
Let me say just one thing before you go on to the next caller. I think sometimes, too, and I guess I would say, and hopefully I'm not stepping on your toes, but number eight to what you were telling us in the lesson, please be careful of the counselors that you listen to and the mentors that you get this advice from, because right now we are both godly women, and so has the other lady who called in was a godly woman. But there are wolves in sheep's clothing, so you got to be careful who you actually get this advice from of what to do to other people, because you'll have people that say, well, if she hurt you or if he hurt you, then what you should do is do to them what they're doing to you, and then they'll understand that what they're doing is wrong. Well, that's not what the Word of God tells us. So it's very detrimental to your faith and your health. If you're not listening to the right counselor in the Word of God, you got to have the right people, because you don't know all the time who the wrong people are. Why? Because we don't try and test the spirit like the Word of God tells us, and we're not actually listening to everything these people are saying. More or less, we're listening to what we want to hear other than what we're actually understanding that lines up with the Word of God. So, you know, I hope I didn't step on your toes by saying that that's your number eight. But I think
amen. No, no.
They forget,
because
amen.
What I,
listen.
Amen.
You listen
because
to the person talking to you.
Amen. Because what I said in the beginning was that I only have seven. There are more than seven, believe me. And I was going to open up later for people to add. So definitely they can jot that down. Psalm 101 tells us not to sit in the seat of scorners, you know, or mockers. You know, just make sure that we're getting godly counsel. Amen. Pastor Variance, I'm going to take another call. Thank you so
thank
much
for
calling in. God bless you. God bless you. Area code 908, you're on the air.
God bless
area code 908.
God bless you.
God bless you. Is this Lalisa?
God bless you. It is. Oh, bless God.
So
yes.
This is how I can hear from you, by doing another broadcast. I had to come back to Blog Talk Radio. We're right here in New Jersey together.
But, oh, Pastor Rebecca, I know the last time we saw each other was at the Releasing Your Inner Power Women's Conference.
Yes.
So I love
wonderful recognition.
Everybody loves you. And we already got your name on a list for some other powerful women's things that we're doing, and we're praying that you will be able to come and that your schedule will be free. But bless God, you were so awesome and amazing that day, I tell you. Mm. Anyway.
Well,
listen, I talk about you all the time. I'm always mentioned. And that Pastor Rebecca, you want someone who's going to be real and frank and just a sincere woman of God. Listen, they got the right one with you. But
I know you have something to add to this topic, so I'm going to just
Love your topic. You're so, everything that you've said and that the other callers enlightening and so uplifting. The only other thing, I was just thinking about some things, like, especially with the last caller and one of the comments, to say that, you know what, that's why we really need to encourage people to know the Word of God for themselves as well. So some of the trickery will be cut down. And I know, Pastor Rebecca, you being a pastor, you probably know how sometimes, you know, unless we are the pastors are preaching, sometimes a lot of the Word of God is not being read, you know, on behalf of people who are really going through and who are sometimes so standing wondering which way to go. You know, because you even indicated about the whole Michael Jackson song, you know, start with the man in the mirror. But if you're not reading the Word of God, just looking in the mirror ain't going to help you.
Mm-hmm.
You need that Word of God to be the reflection back to what we're supposed to look like. Yes, you're right. We're going to be hurt. People are going to say things. But it's always going to be our response to it. You could stand dead in my face. I've had it happen. And the person told me, you are not anointed.
Mm-hmm.
And you have no ministry. They told me that to my face. They didn't even go behind my back.
To your face.
They said it to my face.
And how did you deal with that?
Pastor Rebecca, you knew me during that time. Because during that time, you were right there at the Women of Power Conference.
Yeah.
At APAC. That was right when that was being said.
Right at the conference.
Right around that time. They didn't say it there, but they said it right around that time period.
You have no ministry. And how did you deal with that?
Yeah, I did exactly what you have said and what others have said. I took it straight to Jesus because I just couldn't trust taking that to no man.
Because
I knew my anointing came from God and God alone.
Yes.
I couldn't go to my mother with it, who my mother at the time was alive. She was a woman of God. She had prayed for me, brought me up into church. I couldn't go to her with that because I knew enough to know that my anointing didn't come from her.
Yes.
And so I knew some of my teaching came from her and a lot of her, but not the anointing. I didn't take it to, you know, my aunts and them out there in Cincinnati, Ohio, who had been in the church for all my life.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't take it to Reverend Terrell, who was my pastor, who was at the time superintendent of, you know, our church. I took it straight to God. I didn't take it to Minister Phyllis. You know Minister Phyllis?
Yes, I do.
I had awesome people I could have taken this to, but I took this to God.
Yeah.
He gave me the answer, kept me under that pastor for 4 years without me even feeling angry.
My goodness. Now, was it, and that's the thing, I want to touch on this. You had someone come against you. You took it to God. God gave you peace. He kept you under the path, this person.
Yes.
So you have for 4 years. Now, was it tough?
And kept me working there, too. I didn't just go now. He wouldn't let me just go and sit in the back.
But was it easy?
It was. You know what it was? You know what? I'm going to keep it real, real. I'm going to tell you, it was almost fun. Because the Bible says, I will give you joy. So my joy wasn't from what was happening to me, okay? My joy was in the Lord. And God showed up in every service. I remember the day my mother dropped dead, heart attack. I was sitting right in the service the man was preaching.
My God.
Praising God like I lost my mind. I had no idea when I got to the car, I would get the phone call saying, your mother has suffered a heart attack and is now dead.
My God. My God. But God kept you through it all.
He did it, and he only did it, just like you said, Pastor Rebecca, I had to release and submit it to God. I couldn't go with all of this mind thinking and your own thoughts telling you this is wrong, this person shouldn't be doing this, you're better than that, you know what God did for you. You know, none of that. No. All those thoughts I had to shut down. It's like the scripture that says, take every thought captive, because those thoughts...
Take every thought.
Why is he treating her better? Why is he getting more? All those thoughts came. Absolutely.
Wow. Well,
Holy Ghost, shut it down.
My God.
Holy Ghost, shut it down because I had to submit. And, you know, God told me just humble is the way. He gave me the scripture where Jesus, he didn't say a mumbling word all the way to the slaughter.
Yes. And I talked about that earlier about how was whipped and beaten and spitting on and laughed at and talked about and nailed to the cross. even given vinegar to drink when he was thirsty, but he didn't say a word, and he couldn't stop it at any moment. And sometimes God allows us to go through what we go through to build us and to make us stronger and to make us wiser, and as the song says, to make us better. It's all for our good, because in all things God is working together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose.
Just one more quick reference. Look at what the Word of God says. It says that it pleased the Father to bruise the Son. Now, I tell you, I'm not saying I got a whole deep revelation on that, and I can't preach a whole conference around it, but I know one thing. It just that alone made me feel better. I said, if it pleased God to bruise Jesus, listen, who am I?
My God.
I think that God is open with me. I can't think that God is mad because of what I'm going through. You know what I'm saying? No, honey.
Yes.
Listen,
yes.
That's my final word. I know you have other callers.
Two more callers. And God bless you. And thank you so much for calling. And I'm going to try to get to these last two callers. And I'll be talking to you soon.
God bless.
Amen. God bless. Amen. Area code 602, thank you so much for waiting. You're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Good afternoon, Pastor Rebecca. This is Prophetess Rosalind Jennings on the Power Forgiveness Show. Great topic. May I read a scripture?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31-32. It says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, glamour, evil speaking be put away from you with malice, and be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiven, that's a key word, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. I thank God for this show. I thank God for every woman and any person that calls in, because it showed me that I'm not by myself. But my main thing is calling in, not only to read the scripture, and is that we will repent to God for not being supportive to each other and not really showing each other godly love as women, breaking the cycle, amen, as
amen.
Women. And we really, it takes unity and love and humility to work together as women, because one thing I've learned, your anointing has nothing to do with your character. And we do have to work on our character, Lamentation 3:4, let examine ourselves. So I will, pray that we would pray, come together, all of us pray, and break this cycle so no one else will have to go through what we all have gone through. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I receive that, and that is just right in line with what God would have us to even say, that we do need to pray and repent. It says that my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will heal this land. And God is very sure. I gave a word earlier in the broadcast about what he wants to do. He wants us to stop the pettiness and, like you said, begin to support each other, because we are the body. And one part of the body is no good without the other. So I'm going to pick this up again, and we're going to just take some time to pray. Just take some time to pray for those sisters who are going through. I said I'm going to deal with something else next week, but next week let us pray. Let us just repent and pray and begin to support each other. Amen. So thank you so much for calling in. When is your broadcast, Sister Rosalind, Minister Rosalind?
I'm going to be doing a teaching at probably 9:00 tonight. But Pastor, please call me, because I have a testimony that I'd like to share with you. Amen. But it's definitely, we have to come together as one.
Amen. Praise God. Now, you want me to call you tonight or call you personal?
You could call me personally after the teaching, because it's something I just wanted to share with
you. Okay, I will do that. God bless you, and I'll talk to you shortly.
God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. One more call. Area code 757, you're on the air.
Yes, God bless you, Pastor. This is Minister Sharita from Proclaiming Your Light, Proclaiming Your Destiny International Ministries. And I just want to say this is a great show that a lot of women do need to listen and to hear and to learn from.
from it, because we do need to come unto unity and study putting each other down,
yeah.
Women, each other down in the body of Christ. We need to build each other up, encourage and support and empower and to push them into their, you know, our sisters into their destiny, into their future, you know, and it all, you know, dealing with the hurt in it, just, you know, God wants to heal, you know, that part of us as women, and, you know, because he's yet working on other issues on the inside of us, because we've been hurt by other women in ministry. We tend to carry that when we go up in the church and we see sister so-and-so that may have said a bad word to you come in, and, you know, and we tend to walk away from it, but we need to really deal with the issue, give it to God, and stop taking it back and stop being mad with our sister. And when
yeah.
God says, just give it to me, I'll take care of it, you know, and it comes with that humbleness and that love and the kindness and the humility, you know, in it, you know. And I really do think that women needs that part of them healed,
my
other
God.
Women healed, you know, so that they can move on in their purpose in the church, because we wonder why we can't operate effective as women in church, because another sister may have said something to you that hindered your call or hindered what, you know, what you are doing in the church. You
yes.
know, you're wondering why you can't sing effectively. It's because you're still thinking about Sister So-and-so and hurt you two Sundays ago when God said that was in the past. I'm thinking about today.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a lot of women. You know, we need that part of us healed, because if God can't heal that side, he can't heal anything else.
Yes. Amen. And I just so agree with that. That's a big part of what I struggle through. I deal with that from women who hinder. Sometimes I allow them to hinder me in the area of anointing, but I push past that barrier. It is a barrier when women sit down on each other and won't support. That's Minister Ra. I'm hearing the same thing as Minister Rosalind Jennings would say. We sit down on each other and we won't support each other,
mm-hmm.
you know, in ministry. And then we try to rob the God. We're really robbing God when we won't support each other, robbing God of the work of the ministry going forward, because it's his work. It's not my work. It's not your work. It's God's work. And how dare we sit with a spirit of jealousy and coveting and not support our sisters? Because, look, we all been called to do this work, and you know, and I know, and Minister Rosalind and Pastor Barry and Prophet LaVisa and everybody listening, even those who are, because we're not streaming, we're in the archive, even those who are listening to the archive, you know, if you're in ministry, if God has ever called you to do anything, even including greet the visitors and read the scripture or usher at the door, that is not easy. Or disobey his word, that is not easy. To minister unto the Lord, and as priestesses, you know, as a royal priesthood, we minister unto the Lord. So, and it's not easy to do this, and it's even more difficult when you have people in the church coming against you for no reason. It's like, what did I do to her? You know, why in the world would she be looking at me like that? Or why would she talk about me? Or why would she not support me? But I praise God for you and all of the women who have listened and called in. I hear your heart, women of God, and I can sense that you've been through much, you know, that you have been through much to do the ministry that you do. But I also sense a breaking in the spirit, that there's a breaking, that God is breaking down some barriers in your life. You know, and I see God is strengthening you to move forward. Through the storm, through the fire, through the obstacles, through the naysayers, through the voices. And then, you know, I'm hearing God say, even begin to tune out some of the voices, some of the people that are speaking into your life or trying to speak into your life. God says, I have given you a vision. I have given you an assignment. And there's an assignment on your life that God has given you. He's given you clear instructions on what it is that he will have you to do. And I just want to encourage you to move forward and do what the Lord has called you to do.
That's
amen. I just felt that welling up in my spirit. I want to release that to you on today.
Thank you so much. That's what I've been doing. Just been doing and, you know, tuning out all those that say, well, you can't just go out there. You can't step out. And I'm like, but you know, you ain't the one that's leading me.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of women fail to see, you know, when they have other women coming up against them and talking down on the ministry that God has placed on the side of them. It's like, who's the reporter are you going to believe?
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
God is going to believe
reporting?
All the women, you know, because they fail to see that you want to get more hurt in the church than you do from other women on the outside.
Yeah.
Because there's jealousy. There's always some jealousy there because another woman don't want to see you get past her because she thinks she's made it. And God said, we ain't made it nowhere.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then remember that we war not against flesh and blood.
Mm-hmm.
We fight not against flesh and blood. Remember that Satan is in the church.
He's coming every Sunday.
Amen. Every single, he come more often than some of us.
He is.
You
know the Bible better than we do.
Yes,
he
does.
You know that you think that you know that we'll have your mouth fall. He come and sit on the front row sometimes in the back row.
That's right. So he is in the church. And I believe that this broadcast is going to help somebody. And your input has been so important. We're out of time. We're not out of talk, but we're definitely out of time. And I want you to just tell somebody about this broadcast. I'm Minister Sharita, and all of you who are listening. I lost my switchboard. If I had my switchboard, I'd put everybody back on. But join me again next week at 1:00, and we will finish this topic out. I believe that we want to talk about hurt in the church, especially on next week. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. We have already given 7 solutions. So bring me some godly wisdom with you as you have on this week. And I will see you on the next week. God bless you, Minister Sharita.
Yes.
And thank you so much for calling in. Amen. And God bless you, all of the women who have called. And remember, the 7 solutions for getting along with women who have hurt you in the past. 1 is pray and bind up Satan off of her life. 2, nurture yourself spiritually in the word and praying by praying in the spirit. 3, check yourself to make sure that you are intact spiritually. 4, walk in love. Vengeance belongs to God. 5, forgive. You got to forgive somebody. As a matter of fact, you got to forgive everybody that comes against you. 6, exercise godly wisdom. 7, keep praising God because you are truly blessed. As Pastor Varius added, 8, do not sit in the council of the ungodly. Amen and praise God. So this is Pastor Rebecca signing out. God bless you all. Join me next week for another edition of Power in the Word, Woman to Woman, where we will be dealing with church hurt. Amen. Hurt coming from the church. God bless you all. Remember that God loves you, and so do I, right here on Woman to Woman. Amen and praise God.